Thank you, Sally. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. Scanner scandal. There's anger over equipment breakdowns due to heat at our main hospital. More than 100 jobs could be created in plans for the city's new data centre, and the Royal Norfolk Show was a great success with the return of the Ham National.
Extreme heat has had a disastrous impact at the county's largest hospital after critical scanners failed. Staff at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital have been working around the clock to get all its MRI scanners at the hospital building and at the Community Diagnosis Centre running again after cooling systems for machines stopped working. Bosses say that although some have been brought back into use with the help of a mobile unit, there are still others yet to be restored. As a result, 362 appointments have been cancelled, which hospital staff are having to reappoint. The critical incident has led to calls for long-term investment plans into healthcare facilities to ensure the rising temperatures do not impact services to patients.
Part of a former department store in the city centre has collapsed. Firefighters were called to the former Debenhams building in Norwich after part of the canopy that hangs over Orford Place fell to the ground. A spokeswoman for the Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service said the incident was handed over to the site owners. Our crew from Earlham were on site for around an hour. It's the second time part of the derelict building has collapsed onto the street in recent weeks. In May, part of the canopy that hangs over Red Lion Street, near a busy bus stop, fell onto the pavement. The former department store, which closed in 2021, was located inside Orford House, which is owned by Orford House Developments Limited. Under new plans, the site is set to be transformed into a Fun Parks family entertainment park.
Bosses for Norwich Apex Limited have announced they will be submitting proposals for a two-storey building, substation and a three-storey office block in the coming months. The site off Ipswich Road, opposite the Harford Bridge Tesco Superstore, will be a secure facility where digital information is stored and processed. It will house thousands of servers, which can be used to power a range of services such as websites, large language models, apps, cloud services, and streaming platforms. It is estimated the new facility will create between 100 and 150 jobs for engineers, technicians, security and site managers. Almost 2,000 people have already objected to plans for the huge data centre south of Norwich. Campaigners fear the proposed South Norwich data centre could trigger water shortages, increase noise, create excess heat and pollute nearby rivers. Opponents say the benefits do not outweigh the risks.
The organisers of the Norfolk Show thanked the tens of thousands of people who turned out for this year's show despite extreme weather conditions. The sun-drenched show was one of the hottest on record, with temperatures hitting over 30 degrees Celsius, the warmest June day on record. The show normally welcomes more than 80,000 visitors through the gate of the showground across the 2 days. But organisers have said the hot weather has led to lower footfall this year. The show worked with a team of 6 vets and a UK animal welfare specialist to support the welfare of its animals, providing additional water for them to drink and cool down, as well as installing extra fan systems and bringing in equipment to check their temperatures.
A young cattle farmer was surprised to be handed a top trophy by the Princess Royal after winning a championship title close to her heart. Princess Anne toured the livestock rings during her visit to the Royal Norfolk Show and seemed particularly thrilled to present the Best of Breed trophy for the Beef Shorthorn Cattle, as she is patron of the Beef Shorthorn Cattle Society. The winner was 20-year-old William Clark, based at Heavingham, between Norwich and Aylsham, where he keeps beef shorthorns as well as simmentals and limousins. He said he enjoyed his brush with royalty after claiming his trophy. "It was good," he said. "I knew she was coming, but we didn't expect to be winning overall champion. It was a bit of a shock."
On the first day of the Royal Norfolk Show, it's been too hot to trot. But fans of the Ham National were in for a treat on the second day as temperatures dropped and allowed Harry Trotter, Pepper and their friends to take part in the ever-popular pig racing. Enthralled crowds gathered in the countryside ring to watch the action. While the pigs themselves were spared the heat of racing on day one, they still made a star appearance. Shaded by umbrellas and cooled with spray bottles, they drew plenty of attention from eager onlookers. Among the standout racers were Snoop Pig and Notorious P.I.G., who quickly became crowd favourites. In the first, Pepper trotted to victory, while Harry Trotter's bid ended in chaos after making a surprise escape and being disqualified. Voldepork claimed the second race, and Streaky secured the final win, earning cheers from the crowd.